Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday morning. The Chargers lose badly to the Kansas City Chiefs, 23-20, snapping their five-game winning streak. Rookie kicker Carlos Santos booted a 48-yard field goal with 21 seconds to go in the game to give Kansas City the win. Jamaal Charles led the Chiefs' running game, which had 154 yards overall rushing. Kansas City ran off 70 plays to San Diego's 49. The Bolts trailed in time of possession. Kansas City had the ball for 39 minutes, Chargers 21. Kansas City wound up the day with 365 yards in offense to 251 to San Diego. The Chiefs, though, nearly self-destructed. They had seven major penalties, three drop passes, and one of their wide receivers stepped out of bounds on an apparent touchdown play going down the sidelines. It wound up being Santos to win the game for them with under a half minute to go. The Chargers have to pick up the pieces quickly. They play Thursday night in Denver. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Broncos blew out the 49ers. Peyton Manning threw two touchdown passes in a five-minute span in the first quarter, then wound up throwing four touchdown passes into the third quarter, establishing the new all-time record, breaking Brett Favre's career mark of 508 touchdown passes. Baltimore beat the Atlanta Falcons. Ravens defense had five sacks and a fumble recovery. Joe Flacco threw for 258. Atlanta's in trouble. They had just 254 yards in offense. They fall to 2-5 on the season. Indianapolis whipped the Bengals. Andrew Luck threw for 344 and a couple of touchdowns. They held Cincinnati's offense to 135 yards and just 1 for 13 on third downs. Green Bay over the Carolina Panthers. Aaron Rodgers, 235 yards passing, three touchdowns in the lopsided win. Saints lost to the Lions. New Orleans had a 23-10 lead. Matthew Stafford threw for 299 and two late touchdowns. Drew Brees went for 342 and a couple of scores. The Saints are 2-5 on the season. The Giants won the NFC East matchup. Well, I should say the Cowboys won the NFC East matchup with the Giants. Dallas gets its sixth win in a row. Tony Romo threw for 279 and three scores. DeMarco Murray had 128 yards rushing. Cowboys go to 6-1 on the season. Arizona beat the Raiders. Carson Palmer throws for 253 and two touchdowns. The Big Red go to 5-1. The Raiders are 0-6, worst start since 1962 in the AFL. The Bears lost to the Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill threw for 277 and two touchdowns at Soldier Field. Jay Cutler had three turnovers. The Bears 0-3 at home, and there was a big blow-up in the locker room after the game between Brandon Merriweather and the Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. Minnesota beat the Vikings. Kyle Orton threw his game-winning touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins with a second left in the game. Buffalo's defense had two picks and five sacks of Teddy Bridgewater. Cleveland in a stunner lost in Jacksonville. Running back Denard Robinson, 127 yards rushing. Jaguars win their first game of the season. They survived three more interceptions, though, by rookie quarterback Blake Bortles. Seahawks got blown out by the Rams. Stedman Bailey, 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. Benny Cunningham, 75-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Seattle wasted Russell Wilson's brilliant 419 all-purpose yard day. And the Redskins benched their turnover-prone quarterback and went to third-stringer Colt McCoy. McCoy replaced Kirk Cousins, went 11 for 12 throwing, 128 yards in the victory. As they knocked out the Tennessee Titans, Kai Forbath won the game with a 22-yard field goal with 2 seconds to go in regulation. Monday Night Football's got the Steelers against the Houston Texans. Other notes over the weekend, Seattle trades controversial wide receiver Percy Harvin to the New York Jets for a sixth-round draft pick. Harvin evidently last weekend refused to re-enter a game and had also been involved in fights with former teammates Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin. He was paid $18 million over parts of two seasons in Seattle, salary and signing bonus. He played only 9 games in that span. Elsewhere, the Jets have released wide receiver David Nelson. The Ravens have signed ex-Giant free agent safety Will Hill. On the injury front, the Chargers not only lost to Kansas City, but cornerback Brandon Flowers is down with a concussion. Atlanta loses starting center Peter Kahn's torn knee ligament. Baltimore loses long snapper Morgan Cox, torn ligament. Buffalo lost both its running backs yesterday. Fred Jackson down with a groin, C.J. Spiller with a broken collarbone. Chicago Bears lose cornerback Kyle Fuller with a hip injury. Cincinnati loses cornerback Leon Hall with a back, and linebacker Vontaze Burfict goes down with a neck injury. Green Bay loses running back James Shields with an ankle. Jaguars defensive end Adrian Branch out with a groin. Minnesota loses two offensive linemen, right guard Vlad Dukesic with a knee and center John Sullivan with a concussion. New Orleans lost nose tackle Broderick Bunkley with a concussion, center Jonathan Goodwin with a leg. And the Redskins lose linebacker Brian Arapco out with a pectoral strain. Busy weekend in college football. UCLA beat down the Cal Golden Bears on the strength of Brett Hundley's 330-yard passing and 94-yard rushing performance. USC over Colorado. Quarterback Cody Kessler threw four touchdowns in 8 minutes in the opening quarter. He wound up with seven touchdown passes in the Trojan win. Oregon knocked out Washington. Quarterback Marcus Mariota threw for 336. Arizona State choked off Stanford. Quarterback Mike Berkovich had 245 yards passing and two touchdowns. Sun Devil defense recovered two Cardinal fumbles. Utah went to overtime. They upset Oregon State. Running back Deontay Booker ran for 229 and four scores in the win in Corvallis. In the Mountain West Conference, San Diego State over Hawaii, running back DJ Pumphrey, 146 yards on the ground. Colorado State goes to 6-1, play before the biggest crowd ever at Hughes Stadium in Fort Collins, more than 32,000 as they beat Utah State. Air Force knocked out New Mexico, despite the fact the Lobos ran for 367 yards in that game. Around the country, second-ranked Florida State beat fifth-ranked Notre Dame. Jameis Winston outdueled Irish quarterback Ev Golson. Third-ranked Ole Miss beat Tennessee. The Rebels are 7-0, their best start since 1962. But number 4 Baylor lost to West Virginia. Mountaineers recovered three bear fumbles in Morgantown. And seventh-ranked Alabama trampled Texas A&M. The Tide scored five touchdowns in the second quarter. Aggies wound up benching quarterback Kenny Hill. In Major League Baseball, a shakeup over the weekend in the Padres front office. Randy Smith, Director of International Scouting, reassigned. They also fired minor league coaches Sean Berry, Randy Johnson, and Glenn Barker. The Dodgers and their new president, Andrew Friedman, reportedly in conversation with ex-Padre general manager Josh Burns about coming to work in Los Angeles. World Series begins Tuesday night. San Francisco, Kansas City Royals. Madison Bumgarner, James Shields named the starting pitchers. In basketball, the Lakers' turmoil continues. A team that lost by 44 and 31 in road games last week got blown out again on Sunday night, losing to the Utah Jazz. At one point, they trailed by 18 in the first half. Lakers go to 1-4 on the season. Lakers also lose guard Xavier Henry. He's flown to New York to get a second opinion on ongoing knee problems. Then he's going on to Germany for platelet plasma transplant injection in the knee. NHL hockey, the LA Kings beat down the Minnesota Wild. Goaltender Jonathan Quick with 40 saves. The Kings go to 4-1-1 on the season. The Ducks over the St. Louis Blues. Netminder Frederick Anderson, 28 saves in the shutout. The Ducks are 5-1 on the season. The NHL has fined Boston Bruins winger Milan Lukic $5,000 for an obscene gesture to Montreal fans. Tampa Bay has lost a veteran defenseman Victor Hedman. He's out with a broken hand. Auto racing, Talladega 500, Brad Keselowski outruns the pack on restarts to win at Talladega and stays in the chase for the championship. It's the end of the run for Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt. Both failed victory on Sunday. Both get eliminated in the $1 million chase for the big prize. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.